Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 70 degrees, 7:30 here on a Friday morning. Democrats in Congress are preparing legislation designed to change police practices.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats, led by the Congressional Black Caucus, will unveil a police reform package early next week.
Addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve, we will not relent until that is secured, that justice is secured.
Pelosi mentioned provisions to end racial profiling, ending excessive use of force, and ending qualified immunity. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he believes there is common ground, noting proposals to enhance oversight, training, and the ability to remove bad officers. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In many cities, protests over the death of George Floyd devolved into looting, which law enforcement officials suspect was highly organized.
NYPD's commissioner tweeted out a picture of plastic boxes on a street corner filled with cement bricks, writing, "This is what our cops are up against, organized looters strategically placing bricks and rocks at locations throughout the city." Across the country in the Bay Area, San Leandro police reported they were on their way to back up Oakland officers when people started looting the nearby mall and a car dealership. By the time they got to the dealership, 75 cars were gone. An Oakland sergeant called it very strategic. A Fox affiliate cameraman in Los Angeles who covered the 92 riots said the looting did seem more coordinated this time and effective in going to places police were not, with everyone communicating via cell phone. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new coronavirus bill heading to the Kansas governor for her signature.
State senators voted 26-12 to approve the bill limiting the governor's emergency powers. It also authorizes liability protections for hospitals and businesses, and it extends the state of emergency until September 15th. However, Senator Rob Olson, an Olathe Republican, says he wishes more could have been done.
I'm so sorry for them people that I wasn't able to exercise my voice and divide this bill, because there's parts of this bill that are great.
Senator Ty Masterson, an Andover Republican, was also frustrated by the final outcome.
We ran an entire marathon and then cheated in the last block. Did all this work that was valuable and then demeaned the process.
State Attorney General Derek Schmidt released a statement that said in part that the discussions need to be ongoing and more review of the issues will be required in the coming months. But he added that for now it's time to make these changes law and move forward. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The annual Walnut Valley Festival in Kansas postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The event, which draws nearly 15,000 people from around the world to Winfield, had been scheduled for September. Festival organizers say this year's concerts could go virtual.
A Six Flags theme park in Oklahoma reopens today.
The Six Flags Amusement Park in Oklahoma City will start reopening with a three-day preview for members and season pass holders. Frontier City is the first of Six Flags' 26 parks to allow customers back after they were closed due to the coronavirus. The park will have limited capacity and safety protocols in place, including a mask requirement for all workers and customers. Those who don't have a mask can buy one at the entrance to the park, where there will also be a temperature screening check. Social distancing will be required for lines as well as on the rides. Frontier City's website says reservations are required for the park, and they've already sold out for this weekend. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This strong area of high pressure over the desert southwest continues to bring us heat. Sunny and hot today with a high 98. Clear overnight, our low 72. The hot weather persists again both on Saturday and Sunday with a high 96, 95, and windy Sunday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees. 7:36 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. As you heard there, some amusement parks opening up this weekend. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
I'm understanding one of the parks opening is just about 150 miles straight south of here in Oklahoma City. Is that right?
Yeah, Six Flags Frontier City, as Tanya J. Powers just reported, Universal Orlando also becomes the first of Orlando's major theme park resorts to reopen this week. They actually opened their doors to pass holders, season pass holders, Wednesday, but today it's the general public that is, for the first time since March, that's going to be ushering in little kids for the first time to get them out of the house. And it becomes the first major step toward reviving Florida's theme park industry, as you know, hiring thousands and tens of thousands of people and supporting lots of other businesses in the area. Though things will look different, not just at Six Flags, but at all water parks and theme parks that open up. You're going to see masks on people's faces. You're going to see temperature checks at entrances, social distancing guidelines. There'll be marks on the ground to let people know where to stand, to not stand so close in the name of social distancing. Also, many of the parks will be at 50% capacity to start with. Crosstown rival SeaWorld Orlando is also set to reopen next week, while Disney World plans to welcome back visitors in a limited fashion next month. To its parks, both theme park resorts are adapting to those same safety protocols as Universal.
Of course, the general public, we want to get back there having some fun, get back outside. But as you pointed out, these theme parks are a big part of local economies, right?
Yeah, a big thing. And obviously, these businesses are losing millions of dollars, not just the theme parks, but you're talking about the hotels, the restaurants, the bars, and everything that people who go to these parks, spend their disposable income. It's hurt a lot of people. So the more and more these things are able to reopen, I think the better off the economy will be, particularly in these regions. Yesterday, I covered how Las Vegas is now.
Yeah, Vegas opening up, yeah.
And so slowly they're getting back to it. Obviously, there's going to be some new guidelines and social distancing, but at least the parks that have opened today in those areas, it gives the opportunity for kids to get out of the house and to be able to experience a little bit of a normalcy and for parents to get them out.
All right, Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso, some of the amusement parks opening around the country. And what impact is the coronavirus pandemic having on the economy here in South Central Kansas? Economist Jeremy Hills tells KNSS News.
You know, Wichita's been hit pretty bad, and it's because we had two big black swan events. And a black swan event's those unpredictable, really extreme events. That's the 737 MAX, and then the coronavirus has really hurt us. And then, unlike the nation, our manufacturing took a lot of losses just because they were running out of cash and having a bigger impact from this.
Jeremy Hill, Executive Director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University, is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And Jeremy's, over the past few years, Ted, has generated a lot of interest in the way that he compiles statistics and makes predictions mm-hmm. about what's going on with the local economy. So interesting about will we ever come back with 14,000 jobs at Spirit? Jeremy says probably not. Doesn't seem likely. And how soon and how many jobs will come back? We're going to check on the unemployment figures for May are coming up here in a few minutes out of Washington. So we'll take a look at that and see how that's going. It's 7:40, Stephen Head. Yesterday's high 96. Kind of hot out there. Normal high is 83. And again, we're just talking about the fact that we do have some warm weather, hot weather coming here today. And just make sure that if you get outside, do anything. You know, I got dehydrated a little bit yesterday, and I didn't even go outside and do anything. I had too much coffee, probably.
No, there you go.
So I had to start drinking water.
Yep, you got to start doing that.
You got to drink the water. There's no doubt about it. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up here in just a few minutes talking about how Wichita area business is staying open even with the pandemic. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.